I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. As the Trump administration attempts to move on from the public thirst for information about the Epstein files and the relationship between the two men, the Department of Justice's first official release of information does not focus on President Donald Trump. It focuses prominently on former President Bill Clinton. Will this effort at deflection and distraction take the focus off of Trump? And should we know more about Clinton's Epstein involvement? Let's go through it. The White House, through the control over DOJ, is attempting to artfully shift focus to Clinton, with time for it to marinate through this winter break. It shows Clinton on a private plane, including one with a woman, face redacted, seated alongside him with her arm around him. Another shows him in a pool with Ghislaine Maxwell and a person whose face is also redacted. Another with Clinton in a hot tub with a woman whose face was redacted. The files do not say when or where the photos were taken, and there was little context provided. The photos at the very least show potentially unsavory situations. They at no time, though, suggest that Clinton engaged in or knew anything about Epstein's illegal activities. But they do allow Republicans to try to go on the offensive. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt and top aide Stephen Chung posting on social media, highlighting and amplifying them. Clinton's camp says the White House is, quote, shielding themselves from what comes next, or what they'll try to hide forever. The statement goes on, quote, they can release as many grainy 20-plus-year-old photos as they want, but this isn't about Bill Clinton. Never has been, never will be. But the situation is clouded, of course, by his past, the 1998 impeachment for lying under oath and obstructing justice and denying a sexual relationship with Monica Lewinsky. So Clinton has been a target of the GOP and AG Pam Bondi launching an investigation and House Oversight Chair James Comer demanding that Clintons appear before Congress. It is documented that Clinton flew on Epstein's jet multiple times after his presidency for his foundation on humanitarian trips. So where are we now? Well, it looks as if this will turn into a constant drip of releases, carefully managed by the Trump administration. Politico calls it a transformation into the 2025 version of WikiLeaks, a slow drip document dump that could threaten a long list of Washington power players. Questions. Has the DOJ gone full-scale partisan politics with this? How is it determining what information to release and when? Is there more about Clinton? Is there more about Trump? Will it show knowledge of Epstein's minor-age sex trafficking? Will this drip of information cause people to lose interest? Will it hurt Trump politically and derail his agenda? Is all of this just plainly nauseating? Is there any sense here? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.